Hi, and welcome to our weekly Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we do these calls is because we've discovered over the years that the people that we've worked with really do want a life of thriving, of flourishing, and they know that doing this internal work, this self-reflective practice of remembrance, will really help them maintain that sense of flourishing regardless of the circumstances outside. And when we've got flourishing leaders, then we can have flourishing organizations and we can have a flourishing world. And that's really what we're all about. But together, it takes practice. So we offer this as a support system for people who really want to get better at and become more consistent with this practice of self-reflection, this practice of discovering their better self, their best self, their essential self. So practice makes practice better. It's always a journey. We never arrive, but we can get better and better, and access to our inner wisdom and become easier and quicker, and we'll be in that state more often in longer periods of time and can quickly get there when circumstances are difficult. So that's why we do this. We want to make sure that the system is there to help people, support them into making this a daily practice on their own. So the way this works is there'll be a short teaching, which I'll start in a minute, and then I'll guide you into a remembrance. This particular session is being pre-recorded because of the schedule conflict I have later today. Okay, so the teaching today is kind of a real basic one that I think it's important to revisit because it could be really frustrating for people, and that is how to notice and trust that the remembrance is working when it doesn't seem like anything is happening at all. Like I said, that can be very frustrating when you don't experience any clear indication that it is working. So first of all, relax. This is really normal. Remembrance can be very subtle in its effect. So we have to pay attention very closely. But what often gets in the way for people is the partly conscious and mostly unconscious expectation that it has to result in a certain kind of experience. Maybe warmth, maybe a sense of peace, maybe a clear verbal voice giving profound guidance. So when we're looking for a particular experience to validate that remembrance is working, we will tend to ignore what doesn't fit that expectation, even though that's what's actually working in the moment. So this tends to pull our attention into our mind to figure out what is happening and or analyze what we do notice for some mental understanding. And we've got to figure it out. What does this mean? And this mental exercise is really a striving, it's an effort, and it's really not helpful. Because remembrance is an allowing, it's a letting go of preconceptions and expectations, and a focus on noticing and trusting the subtle and sometimes not so subtle changes that are happening. So it's trusting is really a decision to go with whatever you are sensing and ignore any voices of doubt. So it's being receptive, but not with a particular expectation. Receptive that something is there, because it is, and then being just tuned in to notice, but without effort. So I know that may sound a little confusing. So let's try a little experiment here. I'm not sure where you're at or what you have access to, but I've got a pen here in my hand, a pencil works, or some object that you can pick up and hold between your index finger and your thumb. And just notice the quality of that connection with that item, with that object. So what's it feel like? But just notice that. And now I want you to close your eyes unless you're driving your car. And I want you to begin saying your remembrance word or phrase. And notice anything that might change in your sensation of holding that object. So say your word or phrase 10 times. Okay, so what happened? What did you notice? How did the object feel different from holding without the remembrance and then with when you held it with the remembrance? Did you notice any difference? Was there a subtle shift? Did the weight seem to change? Did your did the relationship between the object and your fingers become different? Did the object seem maybe a little more flexible and less rigid? Did you have a sense of aliveness or energetic connection with the object? So this is something, and if you didn't get anything this time, you could try this experiment after the call and do it, you know, a few times and just really tune in. And notice that subtle connection, that relationship between your fingers and that object. Okay, so let's try this in a different way. I'll guide you now into a remembered session. And your job is just to focus and trust. And remember, trusting is a decision to say this is working and leave any thoughts or doubts that it isn't behind. Just open up and pay attention. So I'll guide you into that. So we always start where we are. Don't have to be in any particular state of being in order for the remembrance to work. We begin with our current state. So let's find out what that is. So sit with your feet on the floor. Or if you're sitting on the floor, notice your connection with your legs and your feet, and maybe you're leaning up against a wall. Anywhere you're in contact with the earth, the physical surroundings, notice that connection. So bring your attention there. I'd like to start with the feet. We're humans, we're clay, as of the earth, and we're spirit, of the spirit. So if you notice, you'll feel some sort of energetic connection, kind of an electrical current almost. So notice that. And begin to scan up your legs and follow that energetic sensation. And you'll notice it feels different in different parts of your body. So your lower legs and your knees, it's a transition point. Your upper legs, and particularly where you are making contact with the seat you're in, and your rear end, and then your back, against the chair, or any other place that you're feeling a connection directly. Notice your lower belly and is the energy flowing there? And if so, how is it different? What does it feel like? What is your experience of that flow? Keep going up. Your stomach area, your solar plexus, your middle back and upper back, your chest, does it feel like in your chest? And now your shoulders and your neck. And your throat. Feel the energy. Notice what level of flow you're experiencing. And if it's, you know, stuck anywhere, or the flow feels constricted, notice that. In your face, so your chin, mouth, cheeks, nose and nostrils, eyes, eye sockets, forehead, tend to hold tension in our forehead and in our shoulders in particular. So if you notice that, you can just allow yourself to relax in your scalp. All right, so now we have a sense of our physical state of being. Again, noticing where you felt the flow and it was moving freely and where you might have felt it being a little constricted. All right, now let's check our emotional state. So whatever was happening with you today, and now you're listening, that world out there can be quite distracting. And it can pull us up into our head, where our ego is working overtime to judge and compare what we are perceiving outside as either good for us or bad for us. So we're going to step away from that, but what did you bring in at this moment emotionally? And that can also be subtle, or it can be really attention-grabbing. So just notice. All right, good. And now your mental activity. We spend a lot of time up there. So what is the level of activity in your mind? And what is the quality of that activity, often closely tied to our emotional state? So is it really moving fast, binging all around, pretty scattered? Is it more calm and centered? Does it feel dull? You know, what's the quality of the activity in your mind? And this isn't about engaging with the content. It's just noticing the activity and the quality of the activity. Okay. So now we know our physical, emotional, and mental state as of right now. So now, to help us move deeper, let's focus on the breath. So I'm going to ask you to inhale and exhale deeply and slowly 6 times. I'll count. All you have to do is breathe. And I want you to notice what it feels like when you inhale. Notice how it feels in your body. Notice that sense of filling up and kind of tightness as you get to the top. And then when you exhale, that release, that relief, actually, where you can just allow yourself to drop in deeper. Excuse me. So let's try it. I'll count, and all you do is focus on your breath. So take a big, deep breath in. And exhale, letting go. Again, two. Exhale. Three. Exhale. Four. Last one. And let go. Okay, so during our remembrance today, if you find yourself caught up in your head, you can do what we just did. Breathe in deeply. And exhale and let go and drop in. It'll really help you to take your attention out of your head and back into what we're going to focus on. So the last thing to check on the state of is our heart. Our heart is a doorway to our spirit, the spiritual doorway. And it can witness the world out there, and it can also witness the inner realms where our real life exists, our essential self, the one that's not tied to this earthly state. So let's check the state of our heart. Imagine your heart, your spiritual heart, then to bring your attention into a location that's about 2 inches behind your sternum, about midpoint of your sternum. Bring your attention there. Notice the current state of your heart in terms of its openness. How ready to receive your heart? Does it feel soft and open? Feel more dense and hard and somewhat closed? Is there a weight? Is there a color? Is there a sense of lightness or darkness? None of this is good or bad, it just is. We're just noticing, because that's our starting point. Now, since this is an exercise in noticing and trusting the remembrance and the ability for it to transform, I want you to choose either a place in your body when we were scanning where you felt tightness or blocking or maybe even discomfort or pain. So that's one choice. Or your heart that you just noticed in terms of its state. So your choice, whichever you choose, your body in a place that's tight or hurting, your heart that is in whatever its current state is. So bring your attention there. Tune in to its state. And now, silently
and in remembrance, and notice what happens. You go ahead. Changes can be very subtle, so don't discount anything, just notice and continue to remember and continue to let go. Sometimes images will come up. Sometimes there's discomfort. It will intensify under your attention. That means there's a block that is ready to move. It's a good thing. Be a change in your emotional state, also an indicator that things are moving, things are transforming. So no matter what, keep remembering and paying attention. going. Let go. Drop in. And notice. Going to go for another minute. Okay, so what did you notice? What subtle or otherwise changes occurred while you were remembering? This is a practice. If you do it consistently, it will really help you. So again, it's a decision to trust that it is working, and then just to notice how. Another suggestion is to find a buddy, a person that you can to remember it with. At least occasionally, there's power in making this a shared experience. It amplifies the effects. All right, so I have a wonderful, flourishing day or evening, and we'll talk to you next week.